question.
Is it?
Yeah, that's it. The CC was published.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's all on.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
When the Chaitanya Charitamrita was just published, Tripurari Swami asked a question to Srila Prabhupada. He says, so these books, you know, so deep, is that for devotees to study? Prabhupada said, no, distribute to everyone. What does that mean? I mean, such a deep philosophy.
Yeah.
Available to just...
Yeah, no, because it has the commentaries. See, the difficulty is the books without the commentaries, like see Krishna book.
Yes.
Then with that, you go through, and even like Ras Lila and all these, there's no difficulty. Because Prabhupada gives proper explanation of everything, so Prabhupada's done that. So then anybody can read and appreciate and gain something from it.
But it really can be appreciated if someone already has a sadhana.
That's there, but that's anything. The point is it's so nice that even if you don't have, there'll be some appreciation, and as you take it seriously, the appreciation will get deeper and deeper, you know, until you get to the point of prema, you know, then
of course.
Yeah, so that's the wonderfulness of it, is everybody will find something very nice about it, you know, and then as they go, then they'll catch more and more and more, so... That's the thing that sometimes we get. It's either too much into, you know, the deep stuff, or you know, completely staying away.
Yes.
You know, so that's the difficulty, is that it's not a problem to that these things are studied where the commentaries are there. But at the same time, there are certain books that say, you know, those are the ones we don't go into. You know, so, as general reading in classes, you know, you're not going to do the, you know, Krishna Karinamrita, the Bhavanamrita, Govinda Lilamrita. These ones you're not going to do, you know, or Jayadev Goswami,
yeah.
Like that. These are not going to be a general discussion and this and that, because those. It's that there's no details that are going to be a distraction. You know, it's just the depth of the, you know, the taste that's going on,
yeah.
Like that. But in some of these others, it's going into those fields for that taste, but it's also giving finer details. So unless someone is already appreciating that taste, then those finer details may not be seen in the proper light.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. Okay. So, really?
Thank you.
So, let's start. Harihi Om Sahana Bhavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karabhavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Om Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
God. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, the Shikshasaka Prayers, verses 320, 148-157. Seeing the fatigue of the disciples, the spiritual master has stopped making them dance. Because that mercy no longer makes them dance, my words now sit silently. My inexperienced words do not know how to dance by themselves. The mercy of the Guru made them dance as much as possible, and now, after dancing, they have taken rest. I now worship the lotus feet of all my teachers, readers, for by the mercy of their lotus feet there is all good fortune. One hears the pastimes of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I wash his lotus feet and drink the water. I decorate my head with the dust of the lotus feet of my audience. Now you have all drunk this nectar, and therefore my labor is successful. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is filled with the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. It evokes all good fortune and destroys everything inauspicious. One tastes the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita with faith and love. I become like a bumblebee tasting the honey of transcendental love from His lotus feet. Since this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is now complete, having been written for the satisfaction of the most opulent deities Madan Mohanji and Govindaji, let it be offered at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Deva. Realized devotees are like bumblebees, maddened by their own mellows at Krishna's lotus feet. The scent of those lotus feet perfumes the entire world. Who is the realized soul that could give them up? In Vrindavan, in the year 1537, Shakabda era, AD 1615, in the month of Jaishta, May, June, on Sunday, the fifth day of the waning moon, this Chaitanya Charitamrita has been completed.
Mm-hmm. They knew the date and everything.
Yeah, yeah. That's very, very... Conclusion. The Shikshastika prayers are the essence of all Vedic scriptures for the Rasika Bhakta, or the pure devotees who relish rasa, Sri Bhajana Rahasya. So this means those who appreciate and relish rasa, they will see this as the essence. Others may or may not. You know, others may get distracted that, oh, Vedanta has the essence, or Upanishads, or something else where there's some technical things being spoken like that. But actually, it's Chaitanya Charitamrita. That's the essence of all the Vedic. Because the essence of the Vedic literature is that one should worship Krishna in pure love, in Vraja Bhakti. So that's what's explained here. These prayers, having emanated from the lips of the Supreme Lord Himself, are indeed the absolute truth. Hence they should be read, recited, and worshipped daily by sincere and fortunate souls. These prayers should be their constant companion, learnt and taken to heart. Those surrendered souls who read the Sri Shikshastika prayers, which are the nectarine words flowing from the mouth of the Supreme Lord Gauranga, with devotion, will certainly be attracted to the honey from Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, and like intoxicated bees, plunge into the lily-filled lake of Krishna Prema, Sri Bhajan Rahasya. All 8 shlokas of Sri Shikshastika unequivocally asseverate, emphatically declare the 3 principles, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. In a general sense, the first shloka teaches the process of congregational chanting. The second, how one can realize his ineptitude to take up this chanting. The third, the procedure for chanting the holy name. The fourth, how to rid oneself of deception and detrimental mundane desires. The fifth, the jiva's original spiritual identity. The sixth, how one experiences his good fortune of coming closer to the Lord. The seventh, the mood of separation after one obtains the required spiritual elevation. And the eighth, how to obtain the highest perfection in the matter of finding one's absolute necessity or goal. Basically, all the shlokas describe the principle of abhideya, or rendering devotional service. Within that context, the first 5 shlokas delineate sambandha jnana, and the remaining 3 explain prayojana, or the ultimate goal. The first 5 shlokas describe sadhana bhakti, and the next 2, bhava bhakti. The 6 to 8 shlokas, and especially the 7th and 8th, deal with prema bhakti, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The Shikshastika prayers are the essence of all Vedic scriptures for the Rasika Bhakta, or the pure devotee who relishes rasa, Sri Bhajan Rahasya. Good.
So, is sambandha prayojana, abhideya?
No, it means the whole thing is abhideya. But of that, you could say is the first 5 are dealing with sambandha, bringing you from the platform of just, you know, what is the position and that, how qualified, how we become qualified in chant, how to remove the impurities and that that get in the way of this chanting, and then how to identify ourselves fully as Krishna's servant.
right? And then the last three are dealing with prayojana, right? And so then in that dealing with prayojana, then you see the sixth and seventh, those would be dealing with bhava. Now, I mean, then he was saying the first five dealing with sadhana bhakti, then the next two with bhava bhakti, and then the seventh and eighth with prema bhakti. So there's an overlap, that point of the the vipralamba that you'll see that carries through, that's on both. Mm. That's what it has there. And also I think one of the acharyas, then they go through and show how it goes up through shraddha to prema also.
Yes.
Like that. So the whole point is, but it's the same thing. If it's sadhana bhakti, then it'll naturally have those elements to it. Like that. You know, so then you see is you're fixed in chant, because you can chant constantly, that means you're fixed. So that means when you have that proper attitude of being humble, tolerant, respecting others and not looking for respect, then you can be, you know, fixed, because you're not looking for respect, and your offering means you don't have anartas to get in the way of that. Because otherwise you think, I'm respectable, or why I should respect others, I have issues.
Quoted Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati said, Asiddha Pranali is Trinada Pisa Nuchena.
Mm. Yeah.
As the key, the entrance point, if you don't pass that one, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Well, without Nishtha, you won't get to the taste, because the point is then the next one, because you're giving up all mundane desires here. It's not that, oh, you're giving up, you know, doing this or that or this little thing. It's you're giving up the material desire.
Yeah.
And so that comes with taste. When there's taste, you can give up desire. Because you want to give that up, then that happens, then you get taste. And as you get taste, then there is no interest. Right? And then asakti then means now you see yourself just as Krishna's servant. Like that. So you see that these elements that would be, you could say, the beginning. Oh, I'm the soul. I'm the servant of Krishna and all that. But that's just the aspect of knowledge. But here we see now that's a realization, right? And then in Bhava, that these things continue. So that's the elements that the Shravana Dasa, Varna Dasa, and Smarana Dasa, they extend right down to the point of Shraddha and then come up. They bring you up. Concluding words from Srila Prabhupada. Today, Sunday, same day, huh?
Same day.
On Sunday, the 5th day. November 10th, 1974, corresponding to the 10th of Kartik, Chaitanya era 488, the 11th day of the dark fortnight, the Rama Akadasi. We have now finished the English translation of Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita in accordance with the authorized order of His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj, my beloved eternal spiritual master, guide and friend. Although according to material vision His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada passed away from this material world on the last day of December 1936, I still consider His Divine Grace to be always present with me by His Vani, His words. There are two ways of association, by Vani and by Vapu. Vani means words and Vapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not. The Vani continues to exist eternally. Therefore, we must take advantage of the Vani, not the physical presence. The Bhagavad Gita, for example, is the Vani of Lord Krishna. Although Krishna was personally present 5,000 years ago, and is no longer physically present from the materialistic point of view, the Bhagavad Gita continues. In this connection, we may call to memory the time when I was fortunate enough to meet His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, sometime in the year 1922. Srila Prabhupada had come to Calcutta from Sridhar Mayapur to start the missionary activities of the Gaudiya Mutt. He was sitting in a house at Ultadanga when, through the inducement of an intimate friend, the late Sriman Narendranath Mullock,
I had the opportunity to meet his divine grace for the first time. Was Narendra Mullick the one that was in the pram with him?
Yeah.
They would be the two in the pram.
In the pram?
Pram.
Pram.
You know, the yeah.
They went together in the pram?
Yeah, yeah. It means this Narendranath Mullick wouldn't go out unless Prabhupada was there also.
Really?
So they were both, I guess, babies. Yeah. Well, they're both Mullicks, so they're right there. You know, they all live right there. But he didn't want to go out unless Prabhupada was there. So. Yeah, so then he's the one that got him to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
I wonder what happened to him.
Well, I'm sure good things are happening. I had the opportunity to meet his divine grace for the first time. I do not remember the actual date of the meeting, but at that time I was one of the managers of Dr. Bose's laboratory in Calcutta. I was a newly married young man, addicted to Gandhi's movement and dressed in khadi. Fortunately, even at our first meeting, His Divine Grace advised me to preach the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in English in the Western countries. Because at that time I was a complete nationalist, a follower of Mahatma Gandhi's, I submitted to His Divine Grace that unless our country were freed from foreign subjugation, no one would hear the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seriously. Of course, we had some argument on the subject, but at last I was defeated and convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message is the only panacea for suffering humanity. I was also convinced that the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was then in the hands of a very expert devotee, and that surely the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was spread all over the world. I could not, however, immediately take up his instructions to preach, but I took his words very seriously and was always thinking of how to execute his order, although I was quite unfit to do so. In this way, I passed my life as a householder until 1950, when I retired from family life as a vanaprastha. With no companion, I loitered here and there until 58, when I took sannyas. Then I was completely ready to discharge the order of my spiritual master. Previously, in 1936, just before His Divine Grace passed away at Jagannath Puri, I wrote him a letter asking what I could do to serve him. In reply, he wrote me a letter dated 13th December 1936, ordering me in the same way to preach in English the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as I had heard it from him. After he passed away, I started the fortnightly magazine Back to Godhead, sometime in 1944, and tried to spread the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through this magazine. After I took sannyas, a well-wishing friend suggested that I write books instead of magazines. Magazines, he said, might be thrown away, but books remain perpetually. Then I attempted to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Before that, when I was a householder, I had written on Srimad Bhagavad Gita and had completed about 1,100 pages. But somehow or other, the manuscript was stolen. In any case, when I had published Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto and three volumes in India, I thought of going to the USA. By the mercy of His Divine Grace, I was able to come to New York on September 17, 1965. Since then, I have translated many books, including Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, a summary, and many others. In the meantime, I was induced to translate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita and publish it in an elaborate version. In his leisure time in his later life, His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would simply read Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was his favorite book. He used to say that there would be a time when foreigners would learn the Bengali language to read the Chaitanya Charitamrita. The work on this translation began about 18 months ago. Now, by the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is finished. In this connection, I have to thank my American disciples, especially Sriman Vajuna Das Adhikari, Sriman Nitai Das Adhikari, Sriman Jayadwaita Das Brahmachari, and many other boys and girls who are sincerely helping me in writing, editing, and publishing all these literatures. I think that His Divine Grace Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is always seeing my activities and guiding me within my heart by His words. As it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tene Brahma Rida Adi Rida Ya Adi Kavaye, Srimad Bhagavatam 111, Spiritual inspiration comes from within the heart, wherein the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, is always sitting with all his devotees and associates. It is to be admitted that whatever translation work I have done is through the inspiration of my spiritual master, because personally I am most insignificant and incompetent to do this materially impossible work. I do not think myself a very learned scholar, but I have full faith in the service of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura. If there is any credit to my activities of translating, it is all due to His Divine Grace. Certainly, if His Divine Grace were physically present at this time, it would have been a great occasion for jubilation. But even though He is not physically present, I am confident He is very much pleased by this work of translation. He was very fond of seeing many books published to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore, our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has been formed to execute the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His Divine Grace Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It is my wish that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya all over the world enjoy this translation. And I am glad to express my gratitude to the learned men in the Western countries who are so pleased with my work that they are ordering in advance all my books that will be published in the future. On this occasion, therefore, I request my disciples, who are determined to help me in this work, to continue their cooperation fully, so that philosophers, scholars, religionists, and people in general all over the world will benefit by reading our transcendental literatures, such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, dated 10th November 1974, at the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, Hare Krishna Land, Juhu, Bombay.
We should celebrate. We should celebrate.
We
should celebrate
when we finish Hanukkah.
What is it?
Hanukkah.
We should celebrate. Hanukkah, yeah.
Yeah?
Well, it's come now.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not stopping yet.
Krishna Madarastaka for only 8 days, but something is better than nothing, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Also, I think Odin's Nacht is coming up.
Odin's Nacht, yeah.
I mean, it's such a remarkable contribution in Kali Yuga, you know.
It's, oh, yeah. No, it is.
Inconceivable. Now, 17 volumes in 2 months. Sure, Papa, we can do one every 2 months. No.
All of it 2 months.
It's impossible.
You snooze, you lose.
This is where friendship ends.
There's a limit to friendship.
You're my friend.
I thought you think you're
He already tried that. It didn't work. You just arranged the pages, so now he's trying on you.
I thought
he
was safe here.
Business is business, friends.
In Russian, there's a proverb, then don't space out, even with the family members. Mm. Because this is what happened.
That is funny, he gave an advice to Tamal when somebody brings the whole cake, because he has experience. He said, when you see the cake, you eat it. Because afterwards, it might not be there.
It'll disappear, yeah. Put it on the side, someone will, oh yeah, Maharaj, oh, he's already taken, yeah.
Yeah, Maharaj did it once, he I made the whole big cake, and he said, oh, I only take a small piece. So when he stood, he didn't want any more. And there were a few devotees there.
And so they ate the rest of it.
Of course. And then
the Mahaprasad.
Yeah, and then in the evening, the next morning, he said, where's the cake? I said, well, you already had it. Since then,
yes,
he's
yes.
Very careful.
He's very careful. Yeah, yeah. No, we have to. These things are.
Shouldn't be lightly.
Yeah, yeah. Because sometimes they say, yeah, yeah, no, okay, yeah. Say, yeah, you guys take some also, you know, meaning that, you know, you all have a little piece and stuff. No, they just, they sit there and eat everything.
I wondered how long after Kaviraj Prasad completed the work that he passed away. He was already.
Yeah, no idea.
I think it's easy to calculate because dates are there. When he's disappearing, the date is there. But he starts and says that my condition, the health condition, is very bad. And he ends with the same message. But I know that it took him 5.5 years to complete the work. Yeah. 5.5 years. He wrote everything before that. Govinda Lilamrita, everything was written before.
Yeah. So this is his last.
This is his last work. Like Vyasadeva is the Bhagavatam.
5.5 years.
And I was also thinking, you know, because we're going through the order, you know, the study, that studying Sandarbhas together with Chaitanya Charitamrita is a perfect match, actually. Mm,
yes, yes.
If it's before, it could work if the audience is like really well prepared. Mm-hmm. But if not, this is.
And you do it at the same time. Then,
yeah, because also I think Jiva Goswami, he wrote Sandarbhas after Chaitanya Charitamrita was completed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So, in that order, it really, you know, works well together.
Mm-hmm. What you see is that when you see all the technical points in the Sandarbha, and then when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you see the same points are made.
Yeah.
They're just made there very sweetly in that, rather than analytically. Mm-hmm. But the same exact points. So many times you saw. That's good. Yeah, very fun. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.